Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome into the final hour of the program on a New Year's Eve, the final hour of 2020. Good riddance, Rob Parker, along with Jonas Knox in for Chris Broussard. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free Ray quote. And Jonas, before we get into our topic here on a TV theme song Thursday, man, what a week we've had.
I know.
For people who don't know, we did filled in on AM 570, the local station here in Los Angeles, sports station, for Rogan and Rodney Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So we did three-hour shows, and here we are on Thursday. With another three-hour show.
You know what's I was actually just thinking about this, and this was totally impromptu, but it just popped into my head. So we were at the Super Bowl in Miami earlier this year.
Yes.
And it's crazy to think that that gathering of people in one area was this same year. In 2020.
It seems so, at 100%.
It's crazy, because if you remember, and I think you might have maybe already were out there at that time, but when I flew out to Miami, it was after my Sunday night show with Brady Quinn and Steve DeSager, and it was the night that Kobe Bryant died, or it was the day Kobe Bryant died.
Right, yep. Mm-hmm.
And I can remember flying out from LAX, and it was a weird sort of vibe because people were just so heartbroken in this town, and it was where the crash happened wasn't far from
right. You
know, where I lived for years and years, and he was actually on his way to Thousand Oaks, which is where I live, and so it was just that whole community was just completely in Southern California, in the country, but especially Southern California was really just shook because they couldn't it just was out of nowhere, and it was you woke up on a Sunday morning and it was like, wait, what happened?
Right, nobody just wanted to believe it. I was at a day party in Miami in Miami when
so
it
you
happened.
Were already there. Yeah, and it was there. So I remember getting out there and it was like, okay, well, it was a bummer and everyone was still kind of shook. And then as the week went on, you know, it's Radio Row and all the festivities and all that stuff. And I think you and I went to we were at a party together and we were hanging out and you and Chris were yelling at each other at Radio Row. And it was late.
Do you remember?
At night.
It was so loud.
It was. I heard you guys while I was using the bathroom. That's how loud it was.
It was. I can't remember. Was it Sirius XM? They put on their message board. Chris and Rob, can you pipe down or tone it down? Like, because we were so loud.
Because you guys were arguing about something. And I just remember I was using the restroom and I heard some noise and I thought, you know, whatever. And then, you know, I'm washing my hands and I hear it again. I come around the corner and it's you guys arguing at Radio Row at the top of your lungs. And people looking around like, dude, we're trying to do shows. What are you guys doing? But just to think that all of that took place and all the festivities and the gatherings and the people there, no masks, no social distancing, no, like it wasn't even a thought in anybody's mind. That was all the same year. It seems like a different time.
And what a great time we had down there.
God.
Remember the hotel and the food and the drinks?
Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
I'm serious. Miami was off the chain.
And it'll never be like that again.
No.
Think about it. It'll never be like that again. It's crazy.
No doubt about
it. Just a crazy year.
Well, let's go to Mr. LeBron James, who, of course, took his talents to Miami. You remember that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, he had a big press conference about it. You remember that? Big celebration.
Not two, not three, not four, not five. Yeah, we remember that.
Yeah.
And so, today, Jonas, you wake up and you see this thing, a graphic about LeBron James scoring 10 or more points in a game. Well, I don't even know a 1,000 games or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I just thought to myself, what? Like 10 points?
It's
like, who sat around to go like, oh, you know, this guy scored 10 points in every game for 1,000 games. Isn't that unbelievable? I'm just like, what does this mean? Well, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to beat up on LeBron. LeBron didn't make the stat. But this narrative, why is this a narrative?
It's you know what it is, and people can get offended by this as much as they want. I don't care. I couldn't care less. You got a bunch of fanboys in the media that cover the NBA, and they want to make sure they're taken care of, so they carry LeBron James's water and start getting these narratives out there. Because for the longest time, Rob Parker, what did we always hear about? Well, he's not about scoring. You know, that's not what LeBron's game is. He's more like Magic Johnson. He's not like Michael Jordan. He's not about scoring. Yet, if you noticed, more and more, we're continuing to see these stats pop up where it's his scoring, which is now the conversation, that his scoring is now, you know, what is setting him apart from some of the other all-time greats. And it's whatever message they want to get passed through the media carries it for them, and they push stuff like this. Players with the most consecutive games scoring at least 10 points. What? Like, is that what we're doing now? So when he scores 8 points in a game in a couple of years, is it now players that have scored 8 points in the most consecutive games? Like, how much more are we going to groove these numbers to try and fit whatever push is being done so that he can try and climb the charts in this Mount Rushmore GOAT conversation?
That's
I'm tired of it.
That's exactly what it is. It's like, let's come up, let's dig, let's try to figure it all out.
It's insane.
To come up with something, but God forbid you mention that he's lost more championships than any other former MVP.
That doesn't matter. No.
They go, Kevin Durant, he wasn't a Warrior.
That doesn't
Kevin
matter. Durant.
You know, like that's the they don't want to hear that. You can't blame LeBron. Look at his numbers. Look what he did. What kind of team did he have? Kevin Love sucked. Kyrie Irving sucked. Thanks.
Yep.
I mean, what is this?
Yep.
Seriously, and the graphic that was up had like Michael in it. So this was, Michael was second, so that was like ammo. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so I don't know if they would even put it up if Michael would have been first, but it's like, it was LeBron, Michael, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Karl Malone, and Kevin Durant. I think that is it. And Michael Jordan stood at 866. I just thought to myself, this is one of those where there's a narrative out there. And,
of course.
And all it is I just, it's hard for me to buy into compiling numbers. Did Michael Jordan go to college or did he come straight from high school?
It's
I mean, come on. Of course, he has better numbers.
It's stats. This is my big issue when it comes to people that rattle off stats when that's their only go-to. They don't want to actually, because it's easy. It's the easy go-to. You can just give a stat and say, "Well, look at this." Okay, but we've got to provide nuance, and it's our responsibility to do that, to actually provide context to some of these stats that are thrown out there. Because if we just want to live in a stats world, Rob Parker, I don't know if you know this or not, but Matt Stafford has more passing yards in his career than Joe Montana. Was
exactly.
Matt Stafford a better quarterback?
Thank you.
I mean, but the problem is people want to play that game until the game doesn't go with them, and then they spit back against it. And I can't stand it. Tell me why something matters. Don't give me a number. Tell me why the number matters.
Why does scoring 10 points in an NBA game matter as if that means
totally
anything?
Agree. Totally agree.
I don't even get it. And this is not against LeBron. He didn't make up the stat. It's what you just talked about, the fanboys. And here's the other part. And I'm a part of the media, man. You know I always stick up for my brethren, okay? Because I've been in this business for 35 years, and there's a lot of damn good reporters and people who really do a good job, who I admire. But there are also a lot of people who are out here who are trying to make themselves relevant.
Yes.
And the way that they're trying to make themselves relevant is they have, because they didn't see Michael Jordan play, they have to have LeBron be that guy so that they could be justified. Seriously, that's what this push is. So that they can be, they didn't see Michael play. They saw LeBron play, and they want to be able, because us old heads, us old dogs, you mean when I was in Cleveland when he made that shot over Craig Elo sitting courtside, you know, and I have a real comparison because I saw LeBron's career from the beginning. I saw Michael Jordan go through the ups and downs before he broke through. I remember when people said he would never win anything, Jonas, and that he was just a dunker and he didn't make his teammates better. I heard all that stuff. And he broke through and started winning at a record pace. Stop with all, nobody ever talks about Michael Jordan led the NBA in scoring 10 years in a row. Nobody, they always go, oh, if it's only about championships, then Bill Russell is the greatest player of ever, right?
No,
That's what they say all the time.
For the longest time, scoring didn't matter to LeBron. No, he doesn't. That's not his game, man. He's about making other people better. Okay, but now it is his game. Now we gotta groove it and make it to where it is his game. By the way, would you agree that Jim Kelly is a great quarterback in NFL history? Jim Kelly,
never won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, never won a Super Bowl. But did you know that Kerry Collins is a better quarterback than him?
Well,
he's got more passing yards. I mean, that's what we're doing here.
Here's
stats.
Here's the other one, too, that I love. You know, about him going to, has it been 10 championships? Well, he's been to 10 championships, whatever. I said, well, Jerry West went to 9. Well, but he only won one.
Like,
So you're making a case about going to the finals, right? That's the case you made. You didn't make it about winning. You were sticking your chest out talking about that he'd been to the finals 10 times. I say Jerry West went 9 times.
It's just, and you know what? I know you don't want to blame LeBron because he didn't want to come up with the graphic, but I do actually somewhat blame LeBron because I think it's his. Remember when Phil Jackson said this? All right, this is really going to piss some people off. But remember Phil Jackson said this, and I think it was taken out of context because people ran with it in a direction that I don't think he was intending. Remember when Phil Jackson said LeBron and his posse are controlling things?
Right.
Remember when he said that? People ran with that as sort of that it was there was a race component to it, and I don't think that there was from Phil Jackson. I think his point was he's got a group of people that surround him, and they are pulling strings in the NBA. And Phil Jackson said that way before all of this clutch sports and all these other moves that were made. And I actually believe that Phil Jackson was onto something. I think there is a control and a push from LeBron's camp to get his statistics and his records and all that stuff out there. Wasn't it a couple years ago he passed somebody on the scoring list, and it was right after or it was right when they lost a game. I think they lost the game, but he broke a scoring record, so he went and ran to Twitter and celebrated it. I'm telling you, I think they're behind it, and what Phil Jackson said, he was on to something. People took it as a racial sort of angle, which I never bought into. I think Jackson was spitting the truth. He was saying at that time, they are trying to change things in the NBA. Right or wrong, it's the truth, and this is part of it. There's a push to get his records out there because they want to make him the GOAT. I'm telling you, it's happening right now.
All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. We want to hear from you. Is LeBron James's streak impressive, or is this just a ridiculous narrative to prop him up? We want to hear from you. It is The Odd Couple on a TV theme song Thursday. Rob Parker and Jonas Knox closing out 2020 right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret, like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
It's a TV theme song Thursday here on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker and Jonas Knox in for Chris Broussard. And we're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 877-99 on Fox is the telephone number. And help us out. This 10-point streak, LeBron, 1,000 games in a league by his own. I don't know. How come they didn't show this when it was game number 867 when he passed Michael? Do you see what I'm saying?
Right.
Like it's like 150 games later, somebody figured this out. And then they decided to go with this today. Is it impressive? Or just another false narrative trying to prop up LeBron? I want to hear from you.
Yeah, and we do have some people who want to chime in on this. Max is in Georgia listening to The Odd Couple here on Fox Sports Radio. Max, what's happening?
What's up, fellas? Happy New Year's Eve to you. Had to get in on this discussion.
Yes, Happy New Year.
Hey, fellas, appreciate all y'all have done this year for all of us listeners, getting us through this year. Obviously, it's a tumultuous year for everybody, but we all appreciate what y'all do. Having said that, it seems like you're right, and I want to say this. I thank you guys as well, being media members, calling out your own, so to speak, policing your own. I couldn't say enough about that, that it's about LeBron. This guy, I mean, the discussion's been over about the GOAT. It's been over about titles. He's never going to catch Michael on that. The only thing he has left is this whole points and stats game, which is an end game. That's why you see him playing so many minutes in the fourth in blowouts. That's why we see him
– yep. Not
missing games. I mean, it's just a tumultuous story. Having said that, you got 10 times to the title. I don't remember a signature finals moment in those 10 times. I remember the block, and that's it. I don't remember a signature moment, a memory, and that's troubling. And I think these guys in the media have to replace that with the narrative that you're speaking about. And thank you guys for letting me talk about this.
Well, no doubt about it.
And look, I hate to correct Max here when he gets off the line with us, but he is forgetting signature moment. What about those two finals that he got outplayed by Kevin Durant?
Oh, okay. The shots in his mug?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Like, what about those? It's funny how we can immediately forget about those. But don't worry, Rob Parker. LeBron will show up with a cast on his hand after they get eliminated.
Right. You couldn't wait till after the press conference. You had to go in there and let everybody know.
Unbelievable.
I was playing with a herniated disc. I'm sorry.
I know. Unbelievable. Brian is in Fresno listening on Fox Sports Radio. Brian, what's happening?
Mr. Parker, Mr. Knox, Happy New Year. How you doing?
Same to you, man.
Doing great.
Hey, on behalf of Laker Nation, Rob, I want to thank you for not bringing up the Clippers so far tonight. You're doing a great job.
All right.
But let's get to it. I think I'm filling in for
Ben Maller later on tonight. No, I'm kidding.
I got you, brother. All right, let's get to it. So I think it's all cannon fodder. It's like you guys said on Instagram, SportsCenter posts so many random stats, man. It gets old. But what I really want to talk about is this whole GOAT thing. I think we just need to change our point of view of the whole GOAT discussion, because when I think of greatest of all time, to me it means perfection. I don't care what athlete you pick. None of them are perfect. They all have faults. They all have times where they fail to win. But LeBron and Michael are absolutely winners. What we need to do is we need to change the GOAT spelling to GOTE, the greatest of their era. You can change
Brian. The reason we can't do that is the only reason you want to do that is because LeBron doesn't fit it. So you want to come up with some BS about the greatest of some era.
Let me hang up on Brian.
All right. The show's called The Odd Couple, Brian. And you, I'm sorry. It's not the Brian from Fresno show. No.
Unbelievable.
I'm not buying that. And Jonas, you know I'm right. The greatest of some era. No, the greatest of guys who were born after 1990. What are you talking about?
Hey, Brian, man. I didn't do you like that. Just remember, I didn't do you like that. You know, when you're thinking about who was nice to you in the new year, all right, just remember that wasn't me who said hang up on Brian in Fresno.
That's right.
Albert is in Riverside listening to The Odd Couple here on Fox Sports Radio. Albert, what's happening?
Happy New Year again, guys. It's Rob, Odd Couple side piece. How you doing?
What's going on, man? Hey, by the way, Albert, I'm glad you brought that up. I got a question for Rob Parker. And, Albert, you stick with us here when you hear this.
Okay.
When am I going to get some side piece merchandise on GetRob.com?
We got to come up with something.
Yeah, come on. Like the side piece.
Like a pair of ripped panties?
Yeah. ripped panties or one high heel shoe. Just one high heel shoe. That'll work.
Wow. Yeah, Jonas, I got you. Jonas, I got you, man. Hook the man up, man.
Or a gift card to the Waffle House. That's where you take the side piece at 4 in the morning.
Yeah, hook them up, man. Hook them up. Anyway, before I get to my take, Rob, I want to thank you and Kawhi Broussard for all the work you did this year, helping us get through this, helping us get through this tough year. Rob G and Alex Teichert, all you guys, did a great job. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yep, no doubt about it, man. We all worked, and we made it work over the course of this. So thank you so much. All right, what's your take?
Yes, sir. All right, my take on LeBron. Look, Rob, you know I'm a Laker fan, but I don't care. All I care about is LeBron just getting us a championship. If he wants to be the GOAT, he's got to pass Michael Jordan and rings. He just has to. Like all these meaningless stats from the statisticians and all the LeBron lovers. You know, it's not going to do anything. He needs the championships, and that's just what it is. You know,
right? I mean, you're right. You could just fill up all the numbers you want. They're just meaningless. And we appreciate the call. Happy New Year. Thank you.
Yeah. And let's go to Damon in White Plains, New York, listening here.
White
on
Plains?
Fox Sports. Yeah. Listen, Rob Parker has no idea what White Plains, New York
is.
Yes,
I do.
Damon, don't worry about it.
I just know that I just can't drive through it. That's all.
You can't if you're with me.
Well, there's about 50% black people.
No, I know that.
Yeah.
Come on. I'm from New York. What are you talking about, Damon?
He doesn't know nothing.
Just because you're from New York doesn't mean you hung out in Westchester. I'm from Brooklyn, and, you know, before I came up here, I had never known anything about White Plains. I'm sure you don't know that much about it.
Yeah,
no,
right.
but I know black people live in White Plains. That's my point. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, what I want to say is, first of all, Jonas, I didn't like the fact that you said that, you know, that with Phil Jackson, with that racial component. Coming from a white guy, no disrespect, because I don't, by no means do I think you're a racist, but I don't expect you to understand the, you know, posse and all that negative connotation that black people face on a regular basis. So because you didn't see it that way, doesn't mean it didn't happen that way.
Well, yeah.
But like I said, I don't have no disrespect for you as a white man, because, like I said, I don't feel that coming from you, but I don't expect you to understand what a black man feels. Now, Rob is black. He may not agree with me, but I'll come from that perspective first.
Hold on a second, Damon. Hold on a second. Wait, Rob, are you black?
Yeah, I am.
Yes, and he's very black.
Okay, listen, Damon.
I am very black.
Listen, this is radio. I thought he was Amish. I'll be honest with you. Like, this is completely thrown off by 2020.
Amish people
now.
Don't use coupons. All right, give me. All right, give us also your take. You have a take on the LeBron thing?
What I would say about the take, thank you for giving me an opportunity. I'm 56 years old, about the same age as you, Rob. I played junior high school. I coached AAU. My daughter got a scholarship. I put many kids in school who got scholarships. When I was a kid, it was always about, and, you know, I come from Brooklyn, so it was all about scoring, and it was always, did you get double figures? So double figures, as long as I remember, and you should remember that too, Rob, since you say you're from the city, it's always about getting double figures. So I'm not saying that this is the greatest feat ever. But come on, man. It's always been about that 10 points. because
you know what? You know why? All right, here was the last point. Here's, this is why it's a phony thing.
He told Rob Parker.
If it was a big deal, when he passed Michael Jordan back 145 games ago, it would have been a big deal. It's not. It was some geek sitting around trying to come up with a pencil protector, trying to figure out some other stat. It's 150 games later. What does it matter? I'm not buying it.
In a schoolyard,
ain't nobody care about no 10 points in the NBA.
No.
In the NBA, 10 points? That doesn't mean you're great. That doesn't mean anything. Thanks for the call. Happy New Year. Can we squeeze in or we're done?
Yeah, we can. Oh, man.
One more quickly.
Russ in Texas listening on Fox Sports Radio. Russ, what's happening?
What's happening, Rob, Jonas? Happy New Year, fellas.
Happy New Year. Russ.
Hey, yeah, going with LeBron, as far as the longevity, for sure, man. The guy played forever, put up many, many stats. But as the other caller said before, you can't argue with six titles and six MVPs. So there's no argument there.
There you go. I agree. Come on. I agree. It's just amazing. Thanks for the call. Happy New Year. Riled up. I'm all worked up, man.
One call from White Plains. And
here we go.
By the way, how many people do you think heard us just a few minutes ago and really believe that I thought you were Amish?
Yes.
You know, a few. There's got to be a few.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to talk to LeVar Arrington, who is, of course, an NFL, former NFL linebacker and host of the new radio show, Up on Game, here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, Rob Parker and Jonas Knox in for Chris Broussard. Coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. It's easy to save 15% or more on your car insurance with Geico. Go to geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO. The only hard part is figuring out which way is easier. We're waiting on LeVar Arrington, who is the former linebacker and host of Up on Game with TJ Houshmandzadeh and Plaxico Burress on Saturdays, and on Fox Sports Radio with Mike Harmon on Sundays. So he's all over the network, Jonas. So
yeah.
Any big plans tonight while we wait on LeVar?
No. The same thing me and the wife do every year. We watch the Telemundo version of the New Year's Eve ball drop because I couldn't care. It's like you get to see four Pitbull concerts, you know, all in one night.
Right.
It's all Latin. They do it up as nice as possible. Now, I don't know what this year is going to look like because normally they're in New York, in Manhattan, at Times Square,
right,
you know, doing the whole festivities. They just have a separate stage. And now this year I have no idea what's going to happen. So,
all right. We'll check it out. All right, let's bring in LeVar Arrington. What's up, LeVar?
What's happening, LeVar?
It sounds amazing. I mean, let's gear up for that. Let's get some spiked eggnog going. Let's do some spirits, and let's do what we need to do here for New Year's. Happy New Year, everyone.
No doubt about it. Happy New Year. And it could be a Happy New Year for your former team, the Washington football team. Alex Smith took snaps with the first team.
Looks like
they're going to put him out there and play. How big is that if Washington can win? And that team is much better when Alex Smith is out there, isn't it, LeVar?
Yeah, it is. It is because they have leadership. And I think that's the breaking news of all the confusion that took place over the last couple years, last couple weeks that Alex was out of the lineup. So, yeah, to have that leadership back and that belief in what he brings to the table, not only as a player but someone that you can believe in, is going to get the job done. I think that if he plays and he's healthy enough to play at his level, you definitely got to look at that as a great bonus and a plus for the Washington football team.
LeVar, you played a long time in Washington. You were drafted by them.
Something like that.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, listen, you three
He had
Pro
a cup
Bowls.
Of coffee and a sweet roll down
just,
there.
Let me tell you something. Hey, LeVar, I'm not trying to kiss your ass. I'm being 100% honest. I've told people this on the air before. When you show up on Speak for Yourself with Emmanuel Acho and Marcellus, it's must-watch television. I think it's fantastic.
Man,
I think you do a great job.
You.
Honestly, I mean that from the bottom of my heart. That being said.
Now go ahead and rip them. Go ahead.
That being said, what the hell happened with your guy Dwayne Haskins? What's going on with Dwayne Haskins, LeVar Arrington?
You know, I think that this is arrested development at its finest. I think it's someone who has had a great level of success and found himself making money at the pro level and just hasn't adapted and adjusted to being a pro quarterback, a pro football player just yet. And he's got to hope that his transgressions aren't so bad that he doesn't get another opportunity to make good on how hard, you know, it's a super, super, super daunting task to be able to play well enough to get to the National Football League. It's even harder to make it as a starter, and then it's even harder to stay as a starter. So there are a lot of things that, a lot of moving parts that go into that, and it doesn't seem as though his focus has been totally on being a football player and being a consummate professional. It looks as though the focus is distracted and on other things.
Our guest is LeVar Arrington, of course, NFL analyst. Also with his new radio show on Saturdays with TJ Houshmandzadeh and Plaxico Burress, Up on Game.
Let's go to the Cleveland. Up on Game with Lemon Pepper.
Hey, count me in. You know I'm into Lemon Pepper. The Browns. Can the Browns, are the Browns going to blow this? I know they got COVID issues going on at the closing facility. Yeah. And no Ben Roethlisberger for the Steelers. They're 10-point favorites, but we've seen them. You know, if they would have beat the Jets, they wouldn't be in this situation. Can they actually lose this and not make the playoffs?
They can actually lose this. And this is, you know, it's interesting because you're handing them, like, that's like a New Year's gift, right? Like, oh, we're going to sit our starting quarterback. We're going to rest them. And we're already banged up and depleted. And we just got back to winning. I'm not 100% sure why this is the move, but I, as a Steelers fan first, but doing my job as someone in media right now, I don't understand the decision. I feel like for the amount of losses that they've had as of late, don't take that chance going out of the regular season, risking a loss. And then to that point, imagine how high the stakes are where you pull in the backup to handle the duties of this game. How much pressure is that on Baker Mayfield? You just lose to the Bengals. You shouldn't have lost to them. You put yourself in a position where it's a do-or-die situation for you, and it's like it's a no-win situation, right? If you really think about it, if Baker wins, he's supposed to win against a backup quarterback. If he doesn't win, it's like, this is the Baker we always thought you were. You ain't good. You play for the Browns. Get him out of here. Another Johnny Manziel. Da, da, da. We suck. Like, so it's like for Baker Mayfield, Pittsburgh put him in a horrible no-win situation, whether he wins or loses. And then you got to think that he should be able to get them through this game. With a Mason Rudolph at quarterback, but what does that mean? What stage does that set for him in the first round of the playoffs? It could be a great win for him there, but it could also be a tremendous loss for him if they don't perform well. So it's all on his hands. I think you know if you're a competitor, you got to enjoy the fact that you had this opportunity and you can dictate how the story is written.
LeVar, I've talked to a former NFL player who told me this one time. He said the worst thing the worst thing that happens late in the season if you're on a bad team is that you suffer an injury, because the last thing you want to do is start off your vacation having to rehab an injury or go through surgery. So with that being said, there's a lot of teams who are playing for something this weekend and a lot of teams that aren't. What's the difference in the approach in those locker rooms as you head into the final weekend of the regular season between a team who's got playoff aspirations and one who's just trying to get through the season?
Well, see, that's part of being a professional. If you're adjusted, you know that you're always playing for something, and you know what that's called? Your J-O-B.
No doubt.
My man Witherspoon. Because if you ain't going after the dog and getting that dog going to get you, right? So in the end, you are playing for something if you understand that you are a professional and you have a job. Now, there's different levels. Yes, it is different if you're playing and you're preparing for the playoffs. And if you're a really good team and you're preparing for the playoffs, it's even more different. If you're a team that's trying to sneak into the playoffs, it's very different. It's way more stressful. It's way more at stake. So there are a lot of different meanings going into this game, a lot of different expectations, a lot of different pressures going into this weekend slate of games. It should be exciting to watch the games, because even like you look at the Washington Philly game, right? Philly could play the spoiler.
Right.
You know, like it's like, even though we may, you know, it's like, all right, if Dallas wins and we win, then Dallas gets it, but let's spoil their season. That's something to play for.
No doubt.
You know? Hey, so,
LeVar, we got to run, man.
We're out of time.
Thank you. Right. Yeah, we're out of time.
Oh,
thank
darn.
You so much.
Bye.
I know.
Goodbye. Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year, LeVar.
Shots out to Pitbull.
Yes.
And Linden Pepper Wings. Goodbye.
There you go. All right, LeVar. Thank you. LeVar Arrington, NFL analyst. We appreciate it. It is the Odd Couple. We're going to put a bow on 2020, Jonas and I. So stick and stay for the finale.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
Same old.
Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Odd Couple on a TV theme song Thursday. Rob Parker and Jonas Knox in for Chris Broussard. And yes, tomorrow I will be back for New Year's Day. Aaron Torres and I will be manning the mics. Jonas, my man.
What the hell's going on, Rob Parker?
Man, it's been a blast this week. You know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. A lot of fun. You got, now what are the big New Year's Eve plans? I know you talked about eating pig's feet when you were a child. I don't believe that pig's feet are on the menu for you this
New
Year's.
Nah, I'm too afraid. You have to know how to cook that stuff because otherwise you're going to get sick. You know, the pig has to be clean. You know, it's a filthy animal. But I did like it. It's kind of gooey. I want you to try it one day.
That'll never happen.
No?
It's never going to happen.
No?
I'm not eating a pig's foot.
Why not? You eat everything else. You eat a steak from a cow.
Hot dogs
from rat hair.
But that part of the steak isn't walking around in their own crap.
What?
That's the point. Like the closest they come is when somebody goes cow tipping. Other than that, they're not swimming in their own crap. I've been to enough petting zoos to know what pigs do with their feet, and I don't want any part. It's like you ever had pork rinds? There's something about pork rinds, right?
What's wrong with pork rinds?
There's something about a pig's feet or ears or pig ears or whatever.
I don't
like
eat
that's
the ears.
Also,
I don't want to eat chitlins.
It's a little gross, man.
But that was our tradition in our family, man. When my mom was alive and the family, we always had potato salad and pig feet on New Year's Day. That was it. There's a couple things we used to do, too. The Christmas tree, all the things have to come down on New Year's Day.
Yeah.
And it was good luck for a man to cross through your door as the first person you see in a new year. Did you ever hear that?
No. What are you talking about?
Yes. That was one of our – my mom always – like a visitor – had to be a man first to come in your door on New Year's Day.
What sort of sexist statement is that?
No, I'm just telling you, these are the things that I grew up with.
I mean, you know what's great about the man being the first thing through the door after New Year's is that you've still carried on that tradition.
Yes. You are something else, my man. And that, is it true that the wife calls you Cookie, right? Because you always deliver a soft batch. Is that true?
Of course, that is true.
Wow.
Like, babe, we're not going to do it like this again, are we? You are a class act.
You are too much. Unbelievable.
But let's say this to everybody.
Yeah. No doubt. All right, happy New Year to everybody, man. We appreciate you, really. Odd Couple, man, we appreciate the listeners more than probably most radio shows because you guys make the show for Chris and all the guys, Alex and Rob G and everybody filling in, Vince and Don and Steve DeSega, and you, Jonas, man. Happy New Year to everybody.
Yeah, New Year to everybody, and thanks for hanging out with us. It was our pleasure to get to talk sports with you guys here. So,
Odd Couple!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school, like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.